This is JIS News. Coming up, International Monetary Fund adjusts primary surplus target. Jamaica on course to pass 10th IMF review and development orders for all parishes by 2017. The news in detail after this message.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has reached an agreement with the government to adjust one of the fiscal targets for the country's primary surplus balance. Head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says a staff-level agreement has been reached to lower the target for the primary surplus to 7.25% of GDP for this fiscal year and 7% of GDP for the 2016-2017 financial year. This move is designed to spur economic activity in the short to medium term.
This additional fiscal space will provide an opportunity to increase public spending on capital outlays that boost growth and job creation, as well as to continue to protect social spending. Further, a more expansionary monetary stance will also help complement this fiscal expansion by supporting credit expansion and private sector activity.
Dr. Ramakrishnan adds that continued strong program implementation will remain important to achieve fiscal and debt sustainability for the country going forward. She was speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Finance on Friday. Meanwhile, Jamaica has met all the economic targets required by the IMF for the July to September quarter. Head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says Jamaica is on track for another drawdown of funds under the extended fund facility based on the country's performance over the past quarter. She adds that economic growth is projected at approximately 1.5% in the current fiscal year and 2.5% for the next financial year.
Program implementation remains strong. All performance targets through end September were met, and the structural reforms are also on track. The authorities and the mission agreed that the focus should now be to ensure that Jamaica moves quickly to a position of strong, sustained, and dynamic economic growth and job creation.
The IMF Executive Board is scheduled to examine the mission team's quarterly report in December, and upon approval, approximately $39 million will be made available to Jamaica. Cabinet has given its approval for amendments to be made to the Public Debt Management Act, PDMA, and its attendant regulations. This in a bid to better manage public finances. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the proposed amendments pertain primarily to clarifications and greater details.
They include requirements and operations to be put in place in the event of the assumption of debt of public bodies and the purposes for which loans may be raised, among other things. The proposed amendments will make the PDMA consistent with international and local standards and conform to other pieces of legislation.
Senator Faulkner notes that the PDMA, which is a coherent and comprehensive legislative framework, sets clear objectives for the management of the public debt, with established accountability, reporting requirements, and other procedures. The amendments form part of the public financial management reform aimed at modernizing public financial management and administrative systems. This should result in a more efficient and effective use of funds to deliver services to the public. And Chief Executive Officer of the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Peter Knight, says development orders for all parishes should be in place by 2017. These orders are legal documents which set out the guidelines and policies for planning and development across parishes and communities. Mr. Knight says NEPA is working on a national spatial plan and three new orders.
We now have before the Chief Parliamentary Council three development orders: Kingston Development Order, Clarendon, and St. Thomas. And we are now working on St. Mary, and we will do Portmore next. So we would have the entire Jamaica on development orders by 2017.
Four development orders have already been completed for Portland, Manchester, Trelawney, and Negril, Green Island. The documents also make allowances for the height and density of developments, green areas, recreational spaces, water supply, and sewage networks. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.